Good morning. And as weather, Chris said, the weather is that kind of weather when we think of soups and stews. And so I thought, well, let's visit a little bit about that. And I do have a recipe for you. It's called After Church Stew, and it's one that I know a lot of people have a similar recipe. But if it's one that you don't have, or you can just put it in the oven and forget it, we'll give you that, along with some other tips. And if you're one of those cooks that have made soup and stew forever, you probably could write your own book, but maybe there's a tip or two that we can add to your knowledge. And if you're not one of the people who this is sort of a part of what you do, well, then we'll encourage you to do that, because if you're making one of those that take a while to cook, that aroma fills the house, and it's just, it warms you kind of mentally, as well as when you get to eat it, it warms your insides. And soup can be really, really simple and fast, or it can be something that could cook for a long time. What's the difference between soup and stew? Well, the fast, easy answer is stew is thicker. Another thing, because I always look up information, one that I hadn't thought about, but stew usually is just simmered, whereas at least part of soup may be boiled. So that could be another difference. Whatever, it doesn't make any difference whether you call it a soup or stew. It's still really good. Now, you may think of those as a main dish, and it's really hearty and there's lots to it. Or you may think of it as a side to a sandwich to make a full meal. But soups can be a before the meal kind of thing. And actually, one of the recommendations for people who would like to control their weight is that they eat a simple, light stew before they eat the rest of the meal, because you feel a little fuller and won't eat as much during the other part of the meal. Now, soup could and stews can also be just a snack. You know, keep a when you've made up one of those, put it in little containers and stick it in the fridge, or even stick it in the freezer in a microwavable container. And when you get home from work, or you just need a little snack, or the kids need a little snack, hey, they could take that out of the fridge or the freezer, put it in the microwave, and have a really healthy as well as really yummy snack. Also, you may not think of soups as a dessert, but there are cold soups that usually have fruit in them that could be used as a dessert as well as the rest of the meal. So soups, and I sort of just put all those together. Some like soups that are lighter may be served at a different time than a stew would be, where a stew may be more main dish. But whatever, they're very, very similar, as we said. And as we mentioned, they can take a long time. And they might take a little more time in preparation, but then the cooking time is, you can do 100 other things while that's cooking. Or there are some really easy, fast things. You don't have to start from scratch necessarily to make a good soup or stew, and we'll mention a few of those. So let's do the recipe next, and then I'll come back with a few more suggestions and tips and hints, of which I found a couple of ones that I thought were new. This is called After Church Stew, and it's because it doesn't take a lot of preparation to begin with, and then you put it in the oven, go away and leave it, and when you come home from church or when you come home from wherever, it's ready to eat. So this recipe calls for 1.5 pounds of lean beef cut into cubes, 1.5-inch cubes. So you, of course, can buy a sirloin or a round or a chuck and cut it up yourself. Or, of course, you can just buy stew meat and it's ready, already cut up for you. So 1.5 pounds of lean beef cut into cubes. And then some seasonings include 2 teaspoons of salt. And, again, that's optional at all, or the amount, depending on what you would like to do and what your family needs. 1/2 teaspoon of basil leaves. And basil is a really, I think, a rather distinct flavor, but one that I really like. And again, you know, this, you could leave that out if you'd like, but it really gives that extra flavor to it. So 1/2 teaspoon of basil leaves. Next, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper. And the nice thing about all of these recipes is you can increase or decrease according to what your flavors habits are, what your family likes. Okay, then we need some veggies in there, and that includes 2 stalks of celery cut into pieces. And they can be fairly large pieces. This isn't one where you dice them up. You just want them in chunks. 2 stalks of celery. Next is 4 medium carrots, paired and quartered. And, of course, another time saver is just to buy those baby carrots, and they're already paired, and they're already small, and they're ready to go. But it's less expensive to buy the whole carrots. So 4 medium carrots, paired and quartered. And then 2 medium onions. Cut into half-inch slices. Okay, you probably can get those cut up without crying too much because you're just going to cut them into kind of chunks or slices, not dice them up. So 2 medium onions cut into slices. And then 1 can of condensed tomato soup and 1/2 can of water. So you're going to use the soup can to measure. And then finally 3 medium potatoes paired and cubed. So let's go over those ingredients again. 1.5 pounds of lean beef cut into chunks, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of basil leaves, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 2 stalks of celery cut into chunks, 4 medium carrots cut into chunks, 2 medium onions into slices, 1 can of tomato soup. And condensed is important because, you know, now you can get those soups ready to go. You don't add any water to it. This is condensed tomato soup. And 1/2 can of water. And then 3 medium potatoes paired and cubed. And I'd like to comment on it because in the instructions it says to the potatoes are going to be added later than the other things. You know, you could have some potatoes that you'd cooked or roasted with something else and have them already cooked, and it'll make it go even a little faster. So all you need to do is to put the beef into a 3-quart casserole. You don't need to brown it because it spends time in the oven. And sprinkle the seasoning, salt, basil, and pepper over it. Put the vegetables on top. And then combine the soup and water. Pour that over the top. Make sure it kind of gets stirred around. Put that lid on your casserole dish so that it's tight. And bake at 300 degrees for at least 3 hours. And then in this recipe, it suggests adding the potatoes 45 minutes after that. Excuse me. You're going to bake it for 3 hours. Then you're going to add the potatoes and cook it for 45 minutes more. So my point was, if you start with cooked potatoes, you just add them at the very end. They're already cooked. And so then you would do the other baking for about almost 4 hours. So just put it all into the casserole. Bake it at 300 degrees for 3 hours. Add the potatoes and bake for 45 minutes longer. And kind of interesting, this, or interesting to me, came from the Farm Journal Best Ever Recipe Book, which is very old. And a number of people would submit the same recipe, so there were little comments about it. And one of the people said, well, my husband and 4 sons just think this is the best thing ever, and so she makes a double batch. And another person said, I'm not sure this happens very often, but if she's going to take a dish to a bridal shower, she takes this stew and takes along the recipe. That would also be a good thing maybe to take to a potluck at noon if you want to start early in the morning. So soups and stews, lots of good things there. And here's some other hints that go along with making those. If you can make it a day ahead and refrigerate it. That makes all the flavors meld a little better. I think the increases with time. This is one of the things that improves over time rather than eating it right away. And also, by refrigerating it, if there's any fat in it, it'll float to the top and you can take it off. A couple of other ways we're going to mention here, if there is fat in it, that you can take it off before it's refrigerated. But the other thing, and Chris and I agreed on this, was that you make up a batch and then, you know, it's there. Make plenty. Don't make just enough for one meal. Make enough for several meals. And then you can either just save it in the fridge for a few days, or you could put it in the freezer and have it ready to take out. Another suggestion, if you want the vegetables maybe a little smaller than just the chunks, put them all into the food processor, chop them all together if they're going to go all in the pot at the same time, and If your food processor is easy to get to and it's faster than chopping, there, that could be a time saver for you. I mentioned this about the condensed tomato soup. Remember that there are, as soup bases, either the condensed or the ready to heat up that already has the water in it. So that will make a difference which one you choose if you're going to add any more water or other liquid. And, of course, you don't have to just add water. Wine or sherry are good additions. Other kinds of soups besides the stock. And you can add flavor by adding vegetable juice, such as V8. If you'd like a little more flavor to it, you can substitute some of your broth or some of the water by using V8 juice or tomato juice, other kinds of vegetable juices. Also, if you're going to start from scratch for maximum flavor, put soup bones in the soup or stew liquid, the water, the stock, before heating it. So that allows more of the flavor to come out as the water or stock, the liquid, starts heating. If you have, when you're making other meats and you have some leftover pan juices, or if you're cooking vegetables and you have some of the water that you cooked in, if you have room in your freezer, just put that in the freezer and use that as a part of the base of your soup. Do you, in this recipe that I mentioned, the things aren't browned ahead of time, but browning the meats and vegetables together do add a little bit richer flavor. You know, as I said, you could probably write your own recipe book, write your own suggestions if you are one of those people who've been cooking for a long time. But if not, hey, let's start doing soups and stews. And remember, till next time, it's both a mental and a physical warmer-upper.